B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It's brought to you by CIBC Commercial Banking, the bank that invests in relationships, because a committed banking partnership is the first step to growing your business's financial story. CIBC Bank, USA. What's happening, Rich? How can we help you, sir?
I just called to let you guys know I met this young lady. I want to know what happened with her. Things was going good. She's a Bruins fan. I'm a Bruins fan. Things was cool. I kind of met her online, and things were going good. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, the second date, I hadn't heard back from her.
Well, it's okay. So what'd you do the last time you saw her?
Well, we was at a viewing party the last time I saw her. Well, just to rewind a little bit. We met online. We chatted up a little bit. She came over one time. Second date, she invited me to her friend's house. Mm-hmm. And it was like outside in the tent or whatever. And, man, after that date, I just haven't heard anything else from her. And I was wondering if you guys could call her, see what's up, what's going on.
You didn't do anything? You don't think that you
might have screwed up somehow?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, things seem to be cool. I never, you know what I'm saying? It was nothing that really happened that night with her. She just kind of never called after that night.
Did you post anything crazy online? Because sometimes we hear about that, like they start, you know, searching your stuff online.
Man, I tried to be really cool. I had no problems with her. All was well. She just went cold turkey on me.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't make sense.
I got you. Trying so desperately to get him to say something, but going through everything was right. All right, hey, listen, we're gonna call her. We're gonna try and call her next. Hopefully, she'll pick up, and you'll either get another date or she's gonna reveal something about your personality that you didn't know. That most likely is something that turns a lot of people off.
Okay.
Those are pretty much the only two options.
Yeah, such a positive spin, but okay, yeah, well, great. This will be fun.
So hang on the phone, all right, sir.
Okay.
All right. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So in case you missed it, we just talked to Rich, and he wants to get in contact with this girl, Stacy, because they're both Bruins fans. And can I just say, Rich, you sound like you have a Southern accent, and if my African-American radar is correct, it sounds like you're also African-American. Am I right with those?
Well, that's a yes and a yes, my friend.
Okay. Can I ask?
You're on point. Well, I moved to the area a while back, and then in 2011, the Bruins won the Stanley Cup, so definitely became a fan after that.
Okay.
New Bruins fan I am.
Okay. I'm sure that Southern black hockey fan is unique. So if this doesn't work out with Stacy, you know, maybe there's a lady out there who's like, this sounds like the perfect man for me. But we're gonna call Stacy right now, see if we can get you another date.
Hello.
Hi, is this Stacy?
Yes, is this?
Okay, so Stacy, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I just ask you? We actually have a very, very enticing offer for you. If you let me explain.
Okay,
perfect. Okay.
That's a lot to take in.
No, well, this is even better, okay? So here's the deal. I'll make it short and sweet. We will offer you the date of your choice. Basically, you pick where you'd like to go, what you'd like to do, and we will reserve everything and pay for it because we got a call from a guy who would love to take you out. He likes you a lot, and he would love to take you out and impress you, take you out on a nice date.
I guess it depends on the guy.
I heard you're a hockey fan. Are you a Bruins fan? Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so is he. His
name
is...
Where is this going?
It's Rich. You already went out with him, Rich.
Nope, bye. No, thank
what?
You. Nope, I thought that might be what you're going to say, and I need to shut this down. Sorry.
That was quick.
Yeah. What did... can you just tell us what happened? That way... You know, we could.
Sorry, that guy's a weirdo and a f-ing psycho.
Really? Because when he talks to us, he sounds like a normal guy.
Nope, not normal. Very gross. Very weird.
So if I talk to him and I said, "Hey, she said that you're gross and weird," he'll know exactly what you're talking about.
If he doesn't, he's even weirder than I thought because no normal person does what he did.
Okay, well, hang on right there because Rich is actually on the phone, Stacey.
Yeah.
Rich, you're
gross. No, this.
Rich, she said you're gross and weird. Can you?
Why would you say that, Stacey?
Are you really f***ing serious right now? You want to do this?
Just let us know what it is, then he'll leave you alone. Yes, please.
Okay, I brought him to my friend's house, and we were watching the Bruins game outside. My friend set up a tent, and this f***ing guy went and took a shit on the side of the house.
What? Shut your mouth.
He went to the side of the house outside and took a f***ing shit on the lawn.
Really, Stace? You going... Really, Stace?
Is there a bathroom?
What part of Florida are you from?
Yeah, and he's not denying it either.
Yeah.
Wow, Stace. I can't believe that. I can't believe you told that. First of all, we was late. Yeah, I can't believe you did that.
You kidding me?
Wait, hold on. Let him explain.
My friend saw him do it. And he didn't want to. And she didn't want to say anything because she's terrified of the dude taking a shit on the side of her house.
So,
wow. He told me after the party.
Hold on.
Wow. That's Stace.
Rich, a couple of questions. Why did you do that, and is this something you normally do?
We was running late, is the point, because Stacey had to go see f***ing Nana, and it took an extra 30 to 45 minutes to get to the Bruins game. I had a moment. The bathroom was full. I went outside. I was thinking, where the hell can I take a shit at? I didn't want to go in the woods and get bit by bugs. Somebody else had already took a shit, or somebody or something had took a shit, maybe a dog shit.
Dude, what is going on?
I mean, if there was already...
It was like a poop. It wasn't even a whole shit. It was a poop.
Yeah.
Wasn't even a whole... Oh, my God.
I mean, if there was already, like, dog shit there, I...
Clearly.
Why not add to the pile?
Right.
No!
Oh, man. So I thought it was cool.
What did you even wipe with?
Rich, what did you wipe with?
Well, it was some napkins, man. I took the napkins with me from the table. They had, like, this nasty guacamole pot shit. It was nasty. Okay, what's weirder, taking a shit outside or somebody watching you take a shit outside?
Oh, my God.
Why wouldn't you say, hey, stop taking the shit? Why wouldn't you say anything? She f***ing looked at me.
Because there's a maniac taking the shit on the side of her house. If you're willing to do that, what else are you going to do?
I can't believe we're having this conversation.
I don't know whose side to take because I completely, like, if you put yourself in Rich's shoes, you know, okay, Stacey, I mean, I doubt Rich will do this again, right, Rich?
Ever. This is that nasty-ass guacamole shit.
So, oh my God. This is a one-time, it could be a funny story when you guys get married and go, oh, you know,
oh, yeah.
What's funny is Grandpa one time took a shit at the side of Auntie's house or something. So is that no to another date, Stacey?
That's the hardest task ever.
I feel like you're making a mistake.
Well, may you rest in shit, Stacey.
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
I swear that after listening to the second date update at 8:10 Monday morning, you're either going to think that James is like a hero, like Tony Stark at the end of Endgame level hero, or
California,
the Antichrist. Listen Monday morning to the Get Up Crew, Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa at 8:10. Second date update on the 10s, baby. Hot 9-6.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.